Okay, good evening, everybody. And we're going to pick up where we left off last week, and that's really the Beis HaMikdash. We discussed last week that, we discussed the concept of what a bias, that's a receptacle. It's not like eating and drinking. It empowers, it allows a person to do more. In fact, we discussed the idea of having a family, and that's the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, the eternity of Klal Yisrael, building beyond ourselves, and that needs a house. And Hashem's presence in this world was housed in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash allowed that to happen. So we elaborated upon that Shabbos is the same thing. Shabbos is Malchus. Shabbos allows Hashem's presence to be amongst us, so to speak. And in fact, we brought a raya from Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos, that we eat and we drink. And we ask the question, why would we do that? Pinkus beautifully explained what it means to lose the Beis HaMikdash, how we're like a body without a soul, how awful and terrible it is. How can we ignore the day where both Beis HaMikdashes were destroyed, the day of the sinless body, the day where Beitar, where the third Roman revolt was destroyed, really ended the Jewish hopes for many, or almost two millennium, and just eat. And what Pink has explained is that on Shabbos, we have the reality of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that there's a deep connection to not only Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, but our reality on Shabbos is we're in Hashem's presence. And that really is a game changer. Like, we always envision, we imagine what it would be to have the Beis HaMikdash. And on Shabbos, we have the opportunity, if we tap into it, to have that experience. So, as I said last week, I didn't want to rush through some of the examples of parallels between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to pick that up today. We just mentioned one thing last week, which is probably the most famous thing, that the malachas, the 39 malachas of Shabbos, are learned out from the building of the Mishkan, which of course has the same halachas of the Beis HaMikdash, which really predates it. It was for all of the years that we had it in the Midbar, although almost 40 years then, and almost 440 years when we first got into the land of Israel. The Mishkan, of course, just remind ourselves, was in four places. It was in Gilgal for 14 years, then Shiloh for 369 years, and then a combination of Nov and Givon for approximately 60 years. So we had the Mishkan, and then, of course, Shlomo built the first HaMikdash. So all of the malachas are learned out, cooking and baking, and tanning, all the things which we learn out from the Mishkan are learned out to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Now, a few other examples to give us appreciate. Where we have Shabbos, we have a Beis HaMikdash experience. Obviously, it's not the trappings of the Beis HaMikdash, which things we discuss, but it's the reality of, so to speak, having the opportunity to have a Beis HaMikdash experience. Tachas in your Beis HaMikdash, one of the main purposes of the Beis HaMikdash was the Kaparas Avinus, to allow us to atone for any sin that we may have done. Bechem b'hagala shel Pesach, b'pizmon dayenu. When we always sing dayenu, when we say dayenu, we say, what do we say? Al achatz kama toiva chvulo mechupelas. How great and doubly great shel tzianu b'mitzrayim. Go on, we give all of the great things. We got the Torah, we got the Makatar Sinai, we got the Torah. And then what do we say? Ubanu lanu es beis habechira. We say dayenu, and we Hashem allowed us to build a Beis HaBechira, the Beis HaMikdash, the place where Hashem chose to manifest His presence. Why? What was the Dayenu? Why was it so great? We say Pesach night after our four cups of wine with it, right? Lechapra chatoseinu, that we should be a kapara. We didn't get our four cups of wine amongst our four cups of wine. Lechapra chatoseinu, right? To atone for any of our sins. Mashu shezeh atachlis, which means that this, when we talk about what's the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash, it is, we're empowered to atone for us. It's the pisgah shekol, it's the pinnacle of the opportunity of the Beis HaMikdash. Ramuvam shebe'emes, how do we can understand this? In truth, kol ha'toivas v'abrachas mitzad ha'mashpia ein lam shum ikav lo'olam. Right. Hashem, when He gives to us, there's nothing that blocks the gift. It's Hashem is Chazdo Yisparach. Hashem's Chesed is, And his desire to give is lahetiv b'ligul, without any boundaries, without it. It's unashir, without any boundary. Rocks. Why? What blocks us from getting all of Hashem's brachas? Rakesh mechitzas. There are boundaries. There are blockages that stop it. Hamafsikas melekabel tuvo kirvo yisparach. Right. There are things. There are things in the way. There are closures, blocks, fences that block us from getting all the good that we could and should get in this world. So we never refresh, as Isaiah says, as Isaiah says in Perkin Test, Kapitel Test, Kim Avonaseichem, your sins, or Mavdilim, they separate. Mavdilim, Beinchem, between you, and Levein Alakechem, between Hashem. Sha'avon, sin, and this is why, by the way, Tzaddikim are so scared of sin, because what does sin do? Is a mechitza, it's a barrier. It is a yisoid. It's the foundation, the chol hara appear. All evil, all bad, and separation comes from sin. V'nim shetachlas hatayv. Therefore, the best thing that can happen is kapar safonis. By the way, it's not our discussion tonight. That's why Yom Kippur is the happiest day of the year. It is the Yom HaKippurim. It's a day where today we can tap into kapara. We can fix our sins, not just the any rebellion or gross negligence we did, but the separation. It can erase the separation between us and Hashem. It's the main thing in the base of Mikdash. It wasn't just to get a spiritual high, because you know what? The reason we can't get that spiritual high is because of our sins. That's what blocks us. Interesting, the Talmud calls, what's actually a pasuk as well, the Talmud explains why is the Beis Hamikdash called Levanon, literally meaning like Lebanon, so to speak. Actually, contemporary topics, right? Now, Levanon, right? Why is it called? So the Talmud says in Maseches Yuma Daf Lametes, Shemalben Avnaseyan Malavin. It turns white all of the sins of the Jewish people. Kisiv, and when he says also in Yeshaya and Isaiah, Tzedek Yalben Bo. Tzedek Yalben, will whiten it. Ramu Chazal, the Medrash says, Lan Adam Imaver B'Yushalayim. Person didn't go to sleep with sin. It was cleansed. It's like you're in a bath, so to speak, a mikvah. Tamid Shosachar, why? Because in the morning, there was a Korban Tamid that was mechaper for the sins at night. And in the afternoon, there was a Korban Tamid Berabayim to fix the sins of the day. It was the beauty of the Beis Hamikdash. Amongst you won't be evil. If we're doing what we're supposed to, obviously, it doesn't, you can see what that means, but when we mess up and we look for the tshuva, the Beis Hamikdash empowers us to cleanse us from any schmutz, any spiritual schmutz that we got. Imagine, I'm just giving an example because I was just, helping somebody. Imagine a person, his whole life, smokes, right? Smokes, chain smokes, doesn't exercise, eats fatty foods, schmaltzy fatty foods, right, and eats a lot of it. Is heavy and obese, and he smoked, maybe drank at the same time. Now he's 70 years old. 70 years old, he's in and out of hospitals, sick as a dog, says, I want to change my life, right? I want to change my life. I'm 70 years old. He's going to stop smoking. Somehow I'll get off the smoke, even though we know that nicotine is addictive, right? Even though he tests himself to all kinds of things. He's never exercised his whole life. Bones are brittle at this point in 70. Weak. Heart's not well. Lungs aren't well. Eat fat his whole life. Trans fats his whole life. I'll keep going. I keep making, And now he wants to get better. He wants to fix himself. This is great, by the way. Something is, I'm actually answering your question, Stack. I see you email, you chatted it. Something triggers him, he wants to change. Well, guess what? His body, after having 70 years of abuse, it will for sure improve, by the way. Of course, but he's not going to fix it. Imagine 70 years old, you ate fat, spiritual fat your whole life. You smoked. And you can go to the base and make this. You do tshuva, and you can fix it all. Like, you can become healthy. That's really the basic mission of powers. You can take off all that spiritual junk that was in you. That's the essence of measures. Mrs. Tucker, I saw you sent a question. A sin offering, a chatas, is if you know you made a mistake, a korban chatas, if you know positively you made a mistake, by mistake, which means you transgressed the Shabbos by mistake, you broke Pesach by mistake, you ate chametz on Pesach by mistake, you thought it was whatever, and you ate it. Asham, a guilt offering, is you're not sure you did something, you ate it. You're not sure, did you eat it? Not you eat it. So that's called a korban asham, a guilt offering. Maybe you did it, maybe you didn't. And a chat is for sure you did this mistake, which you have to atone for. By the way, some of the farshim say the guilt offering needs a lot more tshuva, because since you're not sure you did it, you may not do such good tshuva because you're uncertain, you don't feel bad. Even though you may have, so it actually takes a much more of appreciation for the bad you did. Okay. So that's the basic mission as far as of atoning for sins. V'adin b'Shabbos Kodesh Amru Chazal. The Gemara says, "Kol mispal be'erev Shabbos." We come in. By the way, we come in Friday night. We're coming to the basic mission now. By the way, now that we understand that Shabbos is we have the basic mission. Says the Talmud in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes. Kol mispal be'erev Shabbos. When you say erev Shabbos, you daven and you say v'yachulu Friday night. Malachi Shabbos Hamavim, all the angels that were with us, the spiritual forces that are with us, Menichin Yadayal Aresha, they put your hands on your head, you're keeping Shabbos, you're bringing Shabbos, you're welcoming Shabbos, V'sar Avaynecha, your sins are going to be removed, all the schmutz, it's going to remove it, V'chatosecha T'bechupa, we're atoned for you, V'zemnesha Shabbos, because on Shabbos, if you're keeping Shabbos, you can't have evil amongst you. That's, again, another connection, basically, the pinnacle, the apex of it, is it atones for sins, and that's Shabbos. The Shabbos atones for Averus Chatais. Next one. Beis HaMikdash, we know, has a menorah. Menorah, coming up. Chanukah is coming, right? We hope everyone said tonight, Ma'ariv, Yidavin, Sayin Talamat L'Racha, say it 101 times. December 4th, well, it's December 4th, but it's also where Orlo Yom Dalid, right? It's Dalid, tonight's Dalid Kislev. We're heading out towards Chanukah. We know the base of the menorah. And Shabbos also has Neiris Shal Shabbos. By the way, the B'mer Likin, it compares being careful, the menorah and the Neiris Shabbos. V'inei menorah ha'yishtei mitzvahs. In the menorah, there are two mitzvahs. Hatavas ha'neiris. You have to clean them and prepare the candles. And to light them. And the talakas neiris. V'chem b'Shabbos, we know that the Arizal set up pitzoid. It's actually a specific thing for the husband to prepare the nearest Shabbos. And the woman lights, actually, so that many men will specifically prepare the nearest. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, by the way, it's not just in the Rizal. V'yinei b'miktash, mavamit salaka, ha'isa chalois mitzvah al chifetz ha'mirah atzma. V'chein b'in Shabbos, pizman shalbel Shabbos, v'mazkir es in a menorah, nizam lo hash besur chadata, uve menorata chadata tavas the menorah arishon. If those who say the prayers of the menorah, just like we call out the menorah, we recognize the menorah. So too, we sing about the menorah, but it's light, and the way the Rizal does it. Asad lo joma marta, we say it's in the south, the stima and the shulchan with the bread is in the north. It goes in the language of Rizal. Fine. We see an even deeper connection between the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash and our candles, our Shabbos candles. For Isi, says Rav Pinkus, he saw something said in the Pachar Yitzchak, the great Rav Huttner, the Rav Chaim Balei Rosh Hashiva, quotes Rav Yitzchak, the son of the Ravid, who was Rav Yitzchak Miako, this great Rav Kobol. He says a great chiddush. What's that? Near Chanukah has to be inside a kli. You can't, technically, there are Rishonim say you can just have eight candles, or one, if it's the eighth night, or five candles, fifth night. The son of the Ravid, of course, was the great halachic antagonist of the Rambam, a great Rav in Provence. So, in the late 12th century, she says that the Chanukah lights have to be in a kli, and that's why it's called a ner. Ner, like Neris HaMikdash, that was in a kli. It's not enough just to have eight candles. you actually have to put it into a menorah. And if you put the oil, for example, in the klipa, which is a shell of the skin, sort of the onion, like a circular thing, or a kli, which can't stand, to be kabbal tumah, you got the mitzvah. And the same thing about Shabbos. You can't just have Shabbos lit in candles, not connected to anything. Again, there's a discussion, does this work or not. Why? Because there's a halacha of menorah, right? There's actually halacha. You're supposed to have, like we have today, our candles in a menorah, and our Shabbos licht in our candelabra, or whatever kind of kli vessel we have, just like in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, of course, one of the kelim was a shulchan. And also on Shabbos, we have a shulchan, right? We have a table. On the shulchan, the Beis Hamikdash, of course, was the lechem hapanim. So actually, the Arizal, for those who are into Arizal, had 12 bokalach. He used to have 12 rolls to cut. Like certain rabbis have that as a remembrance of the lechem hapanim. Actually, the Vilna Goyin, who was makvid for this, he says, we have 12 rolls. How do you have that? You cut two rolls at night, cut through both, that's two. You cut two at day in the morning, and you cut two b'shal shudis, and all together, right, six halves is, six times two is 12. Okay, next thing. In the Beis Hamikdash, we ate kodshim, we ate sacrifices, we ate holy foods. Chemesh Shabbos, through the Suda Shabbos, is holy. Everything you eat on Shabbos is holy, it's holy. The Talmud says, by the way, if you marry a woman with kodshim, take korbanos, and try to marry a lady, it doesn't work. It's not yours. It belongs to Hashem. Even though you're allowed to eat it, it's not yours. It belongs to Hashem. And Rashi says, it's mamon gavaya. It's actually a Rashi, but kama baser kodesh is mamon gavaya. So Shabbos, if you want to take your cholent, don't do this. I'm not recommending anyone get married with cholent, or kishka, or potato kugel. It will not be a good ring for a woman. The Gemara says a remarkable thing. All of your money is decreed every year. Except an exception rule is what you spend on Shabbos and on your children's Torah education. The Hainu should be emes by Suda Shabbos. Now, again, what does that mean? Could you spend $1 billion? It means you can, but you can expand yourself for Shabbos. You need to cheapen out. You don't have to budget that, right? Shabbos is on Hashem's account. Same thing with children's education. Perhaps the reason he says is because we know the Talmud says there are three people who create somebody: a father, a mother, and Hashem. Aviv gives one part, the woman gives another part, and Hashem gives the soma, the Hashem gives the soul. The imkain, kimosha av, just like a father gives clothes and a mother, so too Hashem supports us, and Torah is our neshama. You want to know what feeds our neshama? Our father and mother clothe, they give us physical food, they give us. You want to know if Hashem gave the neshama, so he has to give us a chilach. You cannot have. I just had somebody I study with who is not yet fully observant. I was talking about his children and the decision. I said, you can't, there's such a thing as a cultural Jew. I explained this as, you think you're giving a kid cultural Judaism. Cultural Judaism is a dead end. Now, do I believe there's a value in cultural Judaism versus nothing? Yeah, there is a value because it gives a kid a Jewish identity, but it's not enough. It doesn't feed the soul. It's not even junk food. It's not, you're feeding, you give something. Again, something's better than nothing. But this person knows a little bit better. The only food for a neshama is Torah, and real Torah, not fake Torah. Real, unequivocal Torah. The best way to give your child Torah is you put him in a Yiddish school, you put him in a yeshiva, you put him in a day school, if that's what you have. That's how you feed a Yiddish neshama. So Shem gave us a neshama, he's going to give us, he'll help the parents put the kid through yeshivas. So that's the thing. Same thing, Sister Pinkus by Shabbos. Shabbos is the Beis Hamikdash. We're in the Beis Hamikdash, Kula Hashem. And therefore, what we're spending in the Beis Hamikdash, just like the Korbanos belong to Hashem, what we spend on some good Shmacha Chalas, so go to Rami's, go to Paras, get some, I don't know, you like laser, hummus, you know, hummus guy, Ketchini, right, Tachina, Some good pastrami. Don't cheap out over here. I'm not saying it's healthy, by the way. I'm just your diet. But, you know, some ragulach. Don't have to be cheap on Shabbos. Shabbos is it's Hashem's presence. We're in the base of Mikdash, so you can Hashem. It's on Hashem's bill. I tell Rami, if you can't afford it, just tell Rami it's on Hashem's bill and then pay him. The base of Mikdash. Okay, the base of Mikdash is a halacha of Bigdei Kuna. Kohanim. There are all kinds of halachas. The Kohanim walking on the base of Mikdash. They didn't come with their weekday clothes in the base of Mikdash. Certainly they're doing the avodah. They didn't work in the service. They didn't walk on the service. It was Bigdei Kuna. Dechem Shabbos, Bigdei Shabbos. Kmo Sh'amru Chazal, Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel. Vechibadso, Shalo Yom Albushcho Shal Shabbos, Kmo Albushcho Shal Chol. Right? You should not wear your Shabbos clothing. It should not be like a weekday clothing. I honestly, and I think I probably mentioned this in doing this class at one point, I did two controversial things in my first month. Well, actually, one controversial thing in my first month in Amakad, and one thing I pushed for it once ago. How many years ago was that? Over 17 years ago. So, first controversial thing I did, 17 years ago, they used to let outside food come into the shul. Like, people mamash make food for kiddushes in the outside of the shul. So I killed that because that's not a kosher standard. So we only let food, you know, made in the kitchen. I remember that was like a whole, my first month there, I felt I just couldn't. That was the one thing that, you know, I was pretty patient on many things to work on and we work together, but that had to change, you know. And it was a little bit of a shake. But what I pushed for, to teach, was we started learning Hilchos Shabbos Friday night, my first Friday night there, and second, and the first 2 weeks, because people were coming in, some people were wearing weekday clothes. I was very happy throughout my 13 years in San Jose. There were people who came in with weekday clothes. Many of them were Israelis because they were coming to Daven, and usually they weren't even religious. But people who were Torah Jews, who were fully observant and wanted to keep Shabbos fully, had to know that you should not be wearing weekday clothes. And you obviously, I think you should be looking to go, if you go to a royal fair, if you go to a wedding, you know, a nice wedding, you'd be going to a very chashev business, maybe invited to the Hanukkah party. I don't know if you want to go to Biden's, maybe Trump's. You know, you go to a Hanukkah party, even Biden's, you know, you're wearing a suit. You look like chamench. You get dressed up. You don't go there like, you know, it's not casual. You wear a very nice affair. You get dressed up. Well, Shabbos is that. So Shabbos, I still remember, by the way, this is why I stayed in Amichad for many years. People improved their game. We grew together. People who were at one point wearing weekday clothes started wearing Shabbos clothes, you know, and relatively quickly. We learn how to change our clothes for Shabbos. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's Bigdei Kohuna. It says Minayin, and the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufidam Nala Shine Begun Min Torah to change your clothes. The Gemara says changing your clothes, you should not wear weekday clothes on Shabbos. Where is it for Torah? It says Shneimar Fash Begadav Lavash Begadim Achirim. Right? And you see that when you go to the base of Megdash, you cannot dress like a weekday. You go to the base of Megdash, you get dressed up. Shishimim who there cover the Freya Makom. And the Marsha says that's Bigdei Shabbos. Marsha comments Bigdei Shabbos. Because Bigdei Shabbos, this is the Marsha, Bigdei Shabbos and Bigdei Chol, in Kuhuna, is one day. Right? We learn out Bigdei, the Marsha says you see that we change from Kohan, and the same thing as Shabbos. Because in Shabbos, we're in the presence of Hashem, we're in the base of Mikdash. Right? So when you go to Shul, and really at your Shabbos meal, you should be dressed up like you're going to the base of the Mikdash. The Mikdash, next one. Mitzvahs, Mechitza, Daimalai. Anytime you walked in, by the way, it's very important. Halacha. You walked up to the Haravai, base of Mikdash, you went to wash your feet and your hands, always. The Mitzvahs, you always should at least wash your feet and your hands and your face, feet, hands, and face for both base of Mikdash and for Shabbos. The Mikdash, Shneinan, Mechadachi, Mitzvah, Deraisa. In the base of Mikdash, there were two halachas of washing. One was in a Torah biblical, and one is to cause come rabbinically. Achim in a Torah, the biblical permit, mitzvah is always wash rechitas yadav raglav. Wash your feet and hands, like with the kiyur, you walked in. And the Chachamim say, Srach Tuma, Tefillah, or more Machmer, they said a person, this is the Gemara's Numa, Ein Adam Nichnas, a person cannot go up to the Azar, which is not even the holiest part of the Beis Hamikdash, like the first part of the Beis Hamikdash, not where they did the Korbanos, not where they, and they're certainly not where the Ark, where the Ar was. Even at the beginning of the Har Bais, or the Beis Hamikdash, you couldn't go up there, even if you were Tahor, you weren't impure, until you went to the mikvah. So also Shabbos, right? Certainly there's an inyan to shower. And there's also a minig, a pikabala, to go to the mikvah. Many people have a minig to go Friday to the mikvah. A pikabala, it's like the Zohar seems to say you don't feel your neshama, you don't feel it, that you get it. But you don't feel your neshama saying let's go to the mikvah. Even if you're tar, there's an inyan to the mikvah. That's like the base of Mikdash. We're in Hashem's presence on Shabbos. We're going up to Har HaBayis. We're going up to the base of Mikdash. Not another thing. The Mikdash was the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Sancta Sanctorum, the Holy of Holies, had the Aron, the Ark, right? With the Kruvim, with the, obviously the angel-like children of the gold wings, and the Luchas, the Ten Commandments, were in the Aron. This is the only time in the first base of Mikdash. B'makbel Luchas Sefer Torah, Shem Kosh Kedoshim for Amru Chazal, right? And in comparison, the Gemara says it's really a Talmud, Yerushalmi, Jerusalem Talmud, that the main thing of Shabbos, Lonin the Shabbos El Lasak, is B'Torah, right? You know what the Kodesh Kedoshim of a Yid is learning Torah. Shabbos is giving the Torah. By the way, I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, if you want to utilize Shabbos, learn on Shabbos. Okay, take your nap, whatever. Learn. Have a sefer you learn just for Shabbos. Have a goal for Shabbos. Actually, Revolver brings down that there's an omen in Yerushalayim was to learn deep stuff, you know, more depth on Shabbos. Could be something you're not learning, you know, the time or the bandwidth to learn during the week. And Torah is the Kodesh Kedoshim of the Yid. Torah is, you know, if you're just doing mitzvahs, you're doing great things, but you're missing the hearts. The Kodesh Kedoshim of every Jew is Limud HaTorah, is learning Torah. With Beis HaMikdash, there's a Shechina. So if number one is the Torah is Kodesh Kedoshim, and the Beis HaMikdash is Shechina. And on Shabbos also is a very big, strong emphasis on Shalom Bayis. Right? Because that's how you have the Shechina in your house. Next, Mizbeach HaKetoros, the incense, the altar for the incense, the Mizbeach HaKetoros. Kasa Derech Shat, the Ketoros, you burn this incense. Obviously, a deep Kabbalistic and attempts, but at some level, it brought a sweet odor to the Beis Hamikdash. The Chinuch says, that it's an interesting thing that when you want to have a Torah house, you know, a beautiful house, you have to have Shirach Medrash Shachoyishim Oisim Legal Seems to be Tanak V'Simcha, right? When you want to make good things up, you want to make good things. You have good smell. Brings you in good spirits. If it smells good, it's a good ambiance. It's you're able to do more. You're able to push more. And the keteris with it, you can make a person more. Reich tov v'nam based in English. This is much deeper than we discussed. It's to have a good smell and be in a good place is a cover for shemayim and a cover for Shabbos. And on Shabbos, not necessarily, you don't have to have good deodorizers in your house or scented flowers, whatever it may be. But the good smell, it creates a good ambiance in the house of Shalom. Ah, person, sometimes it's the Eid Sahara that we know, or Pikabala, Friday afternoon, people will be edgy, running, and this and that. Shabbos, you want to have a good Reyach. Shalom, you have a Shalom in the house. Pleasantness. In Shalom Bayis, not just to have no fights on Shabbos. Elafilo, this is very important. Very kas to Kedusha. But Mokom Mitzvah in Shalom Shabbos. You don't scream at people on Shabbos. It's not a time to discipline, not a time to get upset. Let's say someone messes up, wait till after Shabbos. Don't do it then. As the Ramak, Ramosha Kordavar, we learn to say for Tomer Devara. And he says, and we learn that it says Lo Savaru Eish Bechol Mashvaseicham Yom Shabbos. You should have any fire in your dwellings on Shabbos. The Ramak says a fire is even the fire of anger. And even if you're right to be angry, even if somebody messes up, you should never get angry. It's not the time. Shabbos is, you know, in the Beis HaMikdash, right? You don't scream in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't get all angry in the Beis HaMikdash. Bad move, right? Bad move. You don't do that in the Beis HaMikdash. And v'zeh, the language of Tikkun HaZohar says, Zach either got the Shabbos, l'skav tamat tzivo, shouldn't be angry or sad. These things are really big no-nos on Shabbos. And we learned this actually towards Torah, and the Sifrei Kabbalah emphasized this. Never get angry on Shabbos. Of all times, you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Not a time to get angry. You want to discipline someone, you want to rebuke somebody, not on Shabbos. You can maybe be obligated to do it, right? But not on Shabbos. Unless somebody is doing something right in front of you and you need to stop them. And even then, you should be Kuman Shabbos. Umash Masha, Minag Kaidim, it actually says it was an older Minag, seems to be for the Talmud of Shabbos, to bring scented things to the house. It's famous Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai and his son. He saw a person bringing in things, the chavilos of asa, of hadasim, for smell. Also in Vikur Rabo, that you saw also such a thing. Okay, so there's a concept if it creates a good ambiance. Some people like to buy flowers every Shabbos. Could be it's connected to that as well. Two more things. Moira Mikdash. You go up to the base of Mikdash. We learned the halachas of a shul. Moira Beis HaKnesses. Shul is not a basketball court. It's not Starbucks. It's not a coffee house. It's not a time to schmooze and catch up with your friends. High fives. It's not playing basketball. It's not like high fiving people. Surely not a place to speak Lashon Hara or Achilas, anything like that. A shul, not a place to come in. I'm talking about, getting dressed for Friday night, for Shabbos. You don't dress up in a shul like you dress in your bedroom or your living room, right? Shul, you get dressed up a little bit. You're in a shul, you're based in Mikdash. Ma'ira, you're serving off all in fear, right? So Mikdash is a mitzvah in a Torah, in a based in Mikdash, to be Mori Mikdash. It says, "Umoira mikdas." The Shem Sasai Tishma. Listen, where do we learn about the pasuk to fear the base and be fearful of the base of Yish? It says, "As Shem Sasai Tishma, don't keep my Shabbos, umikdashay tirayu, and have awe yira in the base of Mikdash." The Chama Shabbos, we see Moira Shabbos. It says, even in Am Haaretz, in the time of the base of Mikdash, even the ignoramus were more careful how they speak. They were much less prone to lie. Moshe says, "Emas b'Shabbos." There's a certain fear when you're in front of the king. When you're in the base of the Mikdash, right? You're more careful. There's certain on Yom Kippur, right? People are more careful. When you're in the base of the Mikdash, you're more careful. The Shidas Yireim, actually the Yireim, Rabbi Elazar ben Metz, one of the great Bali Toises, one of the great Rishonim, 100 years ago, says there's actually the same mitzvah to fear Shabbos as it is to fear the base of the Mikdash. Both has. And he learns it out, the tirayo in the pasuk, as of shasai tishmoro, or mikdashe tiro goes on both Shabbos and the base of Mikdash. So this is the idea of Shabbos. Last but not least, on the Mikdash, it was actually a mitzvah in the base of Mikdash to sing when we have korbanos. To sing. The Levim, I'm a Levi, I don't know if I would be the singer, but never know, maybe my voice will change when the base of Mikdash comes, and I get like, whoo! Right, I can go high, but right now it's a little scary. But but Levian, they would sit there and sing when the Korban was doing. There's also gatekeepers, and maybe a good gatekeeper or teacher. Shabbos Kodesh, the minig is to sing Zemiras. We sing on Shabbos. Every house, every Yiddish shtub, every Jewish house, people should sing Zemiras. If you're not singing any Zemiras at the table, something's off. I'm serious about that. I don't care how much Torah you're saying. You gotta sing Zemiras. You're singing. You need to sing. Because Sudas Noigim, Yisrael, all of Sudas is in the sing, Zemiras, we sing more in davening. Pesukei Zimra. Right? Adon Olam. I'll spare you. Right? You sing in davening. And later on, we're going to actually, he has a whole chapter about Zemiras, but also the destroyed, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they sang, so too at the Shabbos. These are all the examples showing the parallels, purposeful parallels. Because the base of the Shabbos, but for you and I, it's a reminder every single Shabbos of our lives. We are in the base of Mikdash. How we treat Shabbos, how we relate to Shabbos, how we relate there. It is a great opportunity. Just the thing I saw tonight, just if I only said the first thing I said today, it could atone for our sins, which separated from us Hashem. That's the reason to dance every Shabbos, to be so happy every single Shabbos. That glorious, that great opportunity that Shabbos has, we again, I think I said this last week. No, I said this last week. We are without a soul, without a body. That's how awful it is that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And the rest of the week, we have to be cognizant of that. But on Shabbos, we go back to the Beis HaMikdash. But as that experience will only be as much as we invest in Shabbos. So, you know, all these are important things that we should remind ourselves. The candles, the table, the showering before the Shabbos, the coming into the shul on Shabbos, fearing Shabbos itself, singing on Shabbos itself, right? Our shulchan, all of these things, we're in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. And all the things we've been learning, hopefully we put to good use. And we have a great opportunity of changing our clothes. All of this creates our own Beis HaMikdash for us and allows us to utilize Shabbos correctly. Okay, next week, the topic is a serious topic of Chas V'Shalom, a person transgressing the Shabbos, how serious what Chilul Shabbos is. Okay, we'll hold it here. Wish you everyone a very good